Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we are studying Perek Yud Tet of Melachim Bet. Perek Yud Tet picks up right exactly where Perek Yud Chet ends, after Chizkiyahu's advisors witnessed Rav Shakeh's speech. Perek Lamed Zayin of Sefer Yeshayahu also tells the exact same story. Chizkiyahu's advisors, Eliakim, Shevna, and Yoach, approach the palace with their torn garments and inform Chizkiyahu of the message of Rav Shakeh on behalf of Melech Ashur. Chizkiyahu's response, once he hears in Pasuk Aleph, is to tear his clothes, mourn, and enter the Beit HaMikdash. Although this perek starts off grim, it ends with Hashem's salvation. Chizkiyahu sends his officers in Pasuk Bet straight to Yeshayahu the Navi. They relay the terrible situation they are finding themselves in. In Pasuk Gimel, he uses the metaphor of pregnancy to describe the crisis they are facing. They are at the end of the pregnancy, on the birth stool, but there is no strength to give birth, to follow through. Ki ba'u banim ad mashper v'koach ein laleida. The pregnancy represents all the steps they have taken, uprooting Avodah Zarah, bringing the Korban Pesach, reinstating the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, all to be able to rid ourselves of Ashur, but we have run out of steam. Mother and child are not going to survive and will succumb to the pain. In Pasuk Dalid, he hopes Hashem will act on behalf of the blasphemy that Rav Shakeh said against him. Two messages come from Hashem through Yeshayahu in Pasuk Vav. The first message from Yeshayahu is not to fear, that Hashem will place a ruach in Sancheirev, v'shama shmua. He will hear a rumor and he will return back to his country and die there before causing harm. The Malbim understands this to be a series of miracles that will transpire. First, Sancheirev will hear a rumor of an attack in Ashur by Tirhaka, the king of Cush, and Hashem causes him to believe it enough to return back to his country. However, in Pasuk Yud, he sends messengers letting Chizkiyahu know that he will be back, and he is not done with him. The repetition throughout the perek of the word shama, hearing, is significant here, as Rav Shakeh was trying to make his message heard. There was significant reaction when it was heard, but it becomes less significant when Hashem makes Sancheirev hear about conflict in his land, which in effect relaxes the present threat in Yehuda. When Rav Shakeh hears that Sancheirev left Lachish and went back home, he comes and gives his third speech in Pasuk Yud addressed to Chizkiyahu by letter. The last two speeches were in last perek. The focus of this speech again is on the reliance on Hashem's assurance that is surely faulty. Hashem has relayed that Ashur will not attack Yerushalayim, but surely Chizkiyahu has heard about what happened to all of Ashur's previous opponents, their kings and their gods. Why do you think that you will be any different? Chizkiyahu's response is tefillah in Pasuk Yodalad. He turns to Hashem and indicates that Hashem is the only God, as opposed to what the leadership from Ashur was implying. Chizkiyahu urges Hashem to listen in Pasuk Tetzayin and pay attention to the blasphemous words of Sancheirev. He asks Hashem in Pasuk Yodtet to save them, so all the nations will know with whom lies the real power. The Ralbag notes this appeal admits that the people on their own merits do not deserve divine intervention, but it is necessary in order to make a Kiddush Hashem. Yeshayahu visits Chizkiyahu in Pasuk Chaf and informs him in the second speech that Hashem has heard his tefillot. This speech continues through Pasuk Lamed Dalid and is poetic with parallel phrases and tikbolet. He refers to Yerushalayim in Pasuk Chaf Aleph as Bitulat Batzion. They are a virgin that has never been conquered by a foreign power. Bazalcha la'agalcha Bitulat Batzion. Yerushalayim is mocking you, Sancheirev, as you boast about achievements before they are accomplished. How foolish! In Psukim Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet, the Navi is recounting Sancheirev's words and ideas. You have boasted about ascending high with your chariots. Ani aliti mirom harim yarkete levanon, ascending to the heights of mountains and to the end of the Levanon. These are references to the Beit HaMikdash and Har HaMoriah, made of cedar wood from the Levanon. Rashi also comments that the word Levanon comes from the word Lavan, referring to the Beit HaMikdash as the place where our sins can become whitened, our sinful acts purified. The heights mentioned here can also be referring to Eretz Yisrael in its totality, which is termed Gavoha Mikol HaAratzot. In Pasuk Chaf Dalet, we're told he boasts of finishing off the water of a city he lays siege to. Ani karti v'shatiti mayim zarim. He may have been referring here to Chizkiyahu's efforts to divert the springs in anticipation of Sancheirav's arrival, which Sancheirav is presumably mocking, per Yeshayahu. Hashem offers a response starting in Pasuk Chaf Hey. Why are you glorifying your victories? I am the one who destined this, l'merechok, a long time ago. Clearly Hashem is the one controlling things if he already informed Nevi'im like Yeshayahu about what Ashur was going to accomplish through exile before he did it. You are basically carrying out all the things that I decreed. In Pasuk Chafav, Hashem says that he made all of Ashur's enemies weak like grass, so they were easily trampled. Hashem is letting it be known that this arrogance is inappropriate, given that his accomplishments were not really his own. In Pasuk Kafchet, Hashem says that as a result of this arrogance, Ya'an hitragezcha alai, I will place a ring in your nose, v'samti chachi be'apecha, similar to an animal being dragged and harnessed. Hashem says, I will return you on the path back to where you came from. After addressing the enemy, Hashem's words are directed at Chizkiyahu, starting in Pasuk Kaftet. Sancheirav's defeat will be a sign about what will come after. This seems to be a response to the devastation that was incurred through Ashur's attempt at a siege. In the first year after, you will have enough to eat from the plants that grow on their own, referred to as Sfiach. In the second year, things will grow from the chopped-down trees, referred to as Sachish. And in the third year, you will begin to plant and harvest what grew in year two. This timing when Sancheirav attacked was Pesach time. We actually talk about the miracle of this parak as one of the events that happened on the date of Seder night, Vayihi b'chatzi halayla. Because of this, they could not plant that year, so Hashem gave them crops that grew on their own. In Pasuk Lamed, he is told that Yehuda will metaphorically continue to take root in the land, Shoresh Lamata, and produce fruits, V'asapri Lamala. This alludes also to the study of their Torah, which allows them to flourish. Starting in Pasuk Lamed Bet comes a description of the great miracle Hashem is about to perform. Sancheirav will not be allowed to enter the city of Yerushalayim, and not a single shot will be fired. Hashem pledges to protect the city in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, L'ma'ani u'lema'an David avdi. Hashem has promised David that if his sons follow the mitzvot, the kingship will stay with them. And we have the miracle in Pasuk Lamed Hey. 185,000 soldiers are killed that night among the soldiers of Sancheirav. They were all discovered dead in the morning. Sancheirav himself was not killed so that he could suffer the humiliation both outside Yerushalayim and when he returns to his land. When Sancheirav returns back to Nineveh, he is killed by his sons. Although the word banav is not written, it is just pronounced in the Kri with the vowels that are written. However, in Yeshayahu, this piece of information is written explicitly. The Midrash says that his sons killed him because he was about to offer them as human sacrifices. What we do know for sure is that he did not die as a hero back in his land. Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf 94a, talks about this war as having had the potential to be the war of Gog and Magog that we are told will herald in the days of Mashiach, with Chizkiyahu as Melech HaMashiach. However, there was one hitch. Midat HaDin says to Hashem, there was something missing after this big victory. There is no response from Chizkiyahu, no Shira. Not at the end of this parak, and we will see there will be none in the beginning of next parak either. Midat HaDin continues, if you did not make David HaMelech Mashiach after he wrote Sefer Tehillim full of songs of praise, you can't appoint Chizkiyahu who did not praise you despite all the miracles. And so, we do not end this parak with Chizkiyahu crowned as Melech HaMashiach. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.